Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Eli Lilly announces positive top-line Phase 3 data for its oral GLP-1 candidate orforglipron. The U.S. Senate passes the BioSecure Act, with implications for biopharma supply chains. And industry experts examine how rebate consultants are shaping biosimilar adoption. Eli Lilly reported positive top-line results from a Phase 3 trial of its oral GLP-1 therapy orforglipron, demonstrating meaningful improvements in weight loss and glycemic control. The findings strengthen Lilly's position in the increasingly competitive incretin market and signal growing momentum for oral alternatives to injectable GLP-1 therapies. On the policy front, the U.S. Senate passed the BioSecure Act, legislation designed to limit federal reliance on certain foreign biotechnology companies viewed as national security risks. The measure could have far-reaching consequences for biopharma manufacturing, outsourcing strategies, and global research partnerships. Finally, a new report highlights the expanding influence of rebate consultants on biosimilar uptake, noting that their role in payer negotiations and formulary design is increasingly shaping market access outcomes, sometimes accelerating adoption, while in other cases reinforcing incumbent brand dominance. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.